This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Is anyone listening? Is anyone out there in podcast land? Because it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny, and we're so pumped that you tuned in. You've tuned in again. What are we going on, 3 years? Are we getting close to 4 years now where you listen to the show? Hopefully you're getting great meat out of it, because that is our very heart and intention. And I want to say that I probably speak for the group. I'm sure I do when I say that we're so grateful that after all these years, you still tune in, you come to our social media, you tell us what you heard, you tell us what you loved, you tell us what's working for you, people. We love you back. And we mean that from the bottom of our heart. And could I lead out with something today, gals?
You could, Dan.
I've got a non-scale victory.
No.
Oh, I do.
Oh.
So the other day, I was going to put my jeans on.
Yes.
And as I tried to button the button, it was almost like I had to suck in a little bit. It was a little tight.
I was thinking you looked a bit, you know, like girthier? Nicely girthed up.
Yeah, and I got a little fat roll.
Okay, was that a good fat roll? Like not from junk food, or are you just putting on some good weight?
This is proper. I'm doing pea proteins.
Oh, you going?
I'm getting carbs from fruit and potatoes from the earth. This is not going to relate to most of you.
Yeah,
and I get that. But listen, I've learned some things with this non-scale victory.
Okay,
here's what I've learned. Many of you may be hard. It may be hard to lose.
Yeah,
I'm a hard gainer.
Right.
So I feel you from the opposite perspective, but it's the same.
And it's the same mental beating yourself up over it.
It's the exact same mental challenge. It's the exact same work, because I've put in since I totally like had to drop all my weight because of my digestive issues. I've put in years of work to gain it back in a healthy way. Years,
yeah.
Years and years of looking in the mirror and being disappointed.
And just to clarify, too, for people out there, that same insecurity and that same, you know, self-worth issues that you know, the enemy beats us up with is for the flip side as well as it is for
Absolutely.
Those who feel overweight or are overweight. It's the same thing for those who feel like they don't measure up.
Absolutely. And very rarely I'll get someone, and it's usually a woman, who will put on one of my Instagram or something, I just want you to know, like, I'm maybe one of the only ones, but all of your side of sharing things helps me so much because I'm struggling and it's affected her psychologically. Mm. And, you know, so there are people out there like me who do struggle to gain weight and to gain it healthy. I mean, I could eat pizza all day,
right.
Lose my gallbladder, and probably be a little chunker. That. Like the mental work and the physical work and the years and years and years of not giving up has really paid off. I still don't weigh as much as I used to, but I don't want to, because when I look back at old pictures, yeah. I was overweight. I was over my healthy weight. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I've learned so much that you guys have taught over the years about like what is overweight? Well, it's what's overweight for you is not overweight for another person. This is Trim Healthy Mama my way or your way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just want to say, like, well, don't stop round of believing.
To you, Danny.
Thank you.
How many pounds were you up? 2?
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm up all 2 pounds. No, I'm up 10 pounds, which for
That's
me,
good,
look, and
Dan.
People, it's hard to really project here, but, you know, for me, that might be like losing. For you, like losing 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Like for me to gain 10
your
pounds.
Your face looks very healthy.
Doesn't it?
Does it?
It does. It looks, yeah. Your
Thank
face
you.
Looks really healthy. And so you've learned to do it then, obviously not by doing pizzas and chugging down Coke, by eating all those good carbs, and then you're able to have a little bit of good fat with them these days.
I'm mixing in a little bit of fat. Yeah. I'm still conscious because I spent most of my life, like many others have done, they just don't feel the consequences like I did, but you eventually will. But I spent most of my life abusing carbs, fats, and sugar.
So he wrecked his gallbladder, and so he can't
gallbladder
eat a lot
and
of fat,
digestive
so,
system.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very. If I eat too much peanut butter, I know it. I'm aware of it. I get nauseated.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I get nauseated, it's my gallbladder talking to me.
But a lot of it must be also you just gaining a healthier overall body, which gives you more appetite, because you were a person that didn't have much of an appetite.
Yeah, you were like
right?
a one egger.
Yeah, that I could only scary. Eat an egg, and it's like, oh, I'm so full. But then I felt bad, and that's because my gallbladder was shutting down.
Yeah.
So yeah, for the one possible hard gainer out there listening, push-ups and exercise really helped rev my hunger and need for food and kind of push my
body. What's your latest breakfast? What's a good Denny breakfast that you
I'm
do?
I'm up to 3 eggs.
Good for you, Denny. I can't believe that. I never thought I'd hear that day. Ever.
It's an NSV.
No, I could tear up thinking about how I'm able to eat food. Like people don't know. People don't know where like the depths of despair, thinking I was dying, writing last words to each of my children. Mm. Real last words, people.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how foods from the earth can heal, but they take time.
They you take know, time. It just takes to time. Do it right to reclaim. I mean, if you're like really overweight, to really reclaim, man, you're gonna have to put in years of work, but I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Yeah, so let me encourage people out there. You know, a lot of people too, you know, they'll get on some herbal supplement because they hear that it works. You know, maybe it's anti-inflammatory, it'll help with their condition. And they get on it. One day it's like, oh, I didn't notice a difference. Bam, that one gets shoved to the back of the cupboard, you know. But with health, just like it is with health food, health whole supplements from the earth, give it time. Because it's not a shocking, you know, level of stuff for your body to deal with like medicine is. It takes time, but it works. It works when you put in the time and just stick with it.
It's so true.
Yeah, and it's actually brilliant design. If you think about it, it's actually so smart that it takes a long time for you to get healthy. Because think about it in reverse. What if it was in a second that you could die from eating poorly? Like if you ate poorly tonight's, if tonight's meal was bad, you would just die from it. Yeah. See that we sort of want that on the positive side. Like we want to do a week's worth of work and then all of a sudden our bodies are like, boom, right where they're supposed to be.
Superhero.
That's actually super unhealthy.
Right.
If you went through that dramatic of a swing, I promise you an organ would fall out.
Because things, they have their natural balance. Like you said, we want on the positive side, but on the negative side, if we ate poorly for a week and we'd be dead, we wouldn't want that. But
you don't
things
want that.
Balance out that way. It's like faith and fear, right? Faith has just as much a harvest as fear has a harvest. They actually have their power is equal there. You know, you fear, you can bring on terrible stuff in your life. You have faith, you can bring on amazing stuff. And so just like with health food and junk food, they're equally as powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thank the Lord that he didn't have us killed off in a week with our bad choices.
Yeah, things aren't overnight, and that's brilliant. You have to actually rejoice that you're not getting your results overnight. You certainly didn't get your negative results overnight. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get your positive results overnight. But that's the beauty of this planting, sowing, reaping type of mentality, is that these things are grown over time. And when you put that work in to plant, water faithfully, man, you're going
to
get
it. I'm so glad Danny brought this NSV, because it's just the very profound point that he brought to the surface here, with that there's a balance to the negative and the positive, and we should be so jolly glad that things don't happen overnight for us.
Yeah.
It's a huge, it just was a breakthrough in my brain. Like even though I knew it mentally, you know, natural herbs take time, you got to give them time. It's just a big breakthrough to me. Yeehaw. And I'm so glad I'm in this for the long haul, because it's going to show up and I'm going to reap my harvest in due time.
And every time I'm pulling a little tighter to get my fat butt in my jeans, I think about my lady friends out there. Who get so excited when they get their skinny butt in their jeans and it's too loose and they got to tighten their belt up or whatever because they're seeing little.
So you haven't had to go up a pant size yet, but maybe it will happen.
No, I don't think it will, honestly, because
they're just not falling off.
See how his glory dream is a fat behind?
Yeah, it is. His glory dream.
It is, and I feel it too. I'm like, yeah, I got a chunker back there. I don't think that I'll be going up in jean size because I'm at my healthy weight and I know how to maintain it thanks to
trim healthy mama Maui.
I'm glad that song's over.
Now that, thank you for that, Dan. I do have to give
thank
a little
song, Serene. Yes.
Yeah, thanks, Serenie baby.
That was a great finish.
Something I did want to bring, Danny, that you've all encouraged us to do, and it's not your fault, mate. I still love a Topo Chico. I want to talk about Topo Chico for a minute. It's come up on the groups, loves. You didn't know this, Serenie. They did a bunch of testing on a bunch of mineral waters, and they found out that Topo Chico, I don't have it in front of me. Had a lot of toxins in the water.
Blasphemy.
No. I need to get Jessica to send me
Nobody will ever trust
It was a blog post
again.
And this blog post wasn't trying to be sensational at all. He was a guy that loves his Topo Chico.
Wow.
He was a really reasonable guy. And he's like, guys, sorry, I hate to bring you this bad news. He said, I'm still going to drink my Topo Chicos, but just less until they get their situation sorted out.
Wow.
They need to clean up their water for
What's
Topo Chico.
What did they find?
I believe that they will. And so it's nothing to be like, freak out, we can never have a Topo Chico again. I believe they'll clean up their sauce.
Did the toxins make it particularly crispy?
What was it? No, the particularly crispy, I think, was just the amount of CO2.
They put high
in
levels
there.
Of CO2.
But you know, Danny, you've given a lot of free advertising for them. You should tell them, clean up your water source. We all want to go back to Topo Chico. You've got a fridge, Phil. Jessica sent me the blog post and I've just.
And do you know what
toxins
were found?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to go back there. If you talk about amongst yourselves, I could probably find it.
How'd the chicken cross the road, Danny?
You know, how. Well. He walked. The question is why.
Yeah.
Why did the chicken
cross?
I've
always questioned that too.
Yeah. And you know, people traditionally say to get to the other side, but that's too simple.
Yeah.
It's too simple. Chickens have purpose. Yeah. You know, they don't just show up and they're like, I just want to go over there.
Yeah.
I mean, people may do. I mean, what person do you know? It's just like, I just want to walk over to the other side of the road.
They sense the vibration of that fat worm squiggling in the dirt over there. And they knew. They knew what they were going for. Yeah.
Okay, so I found it.
Okay.
It's called Topo Chico. They tested a bunch of mineral water, and Topo Chico sadly had the highest PFAS levels in
what's
CR
that?
Test. And
what's PFAS?
What's really? It's a consumer report.
That's so PFAS, mate. I'm so PFAS.
They have
out.
A they have a PFAS.
You're sounding very clinical and scientific and boring.
Or per. Polyfluoroalkyl substances.
Where are they getting their water from?
They're called forever chemicals because they don't naturally break down and there's no way to destroy them. On nearly 50 brands of bottled water, Topo Chico was one of the highest testers
okay,
for this.
Okay, so basically you can trust us even though you feel like you can't trust us because we told you to drink it.
Well,
you
we did and we just
guess
said
what?
We're
humbling ourselves and telling you don't drink it
well,
right
we
now.
It's not like we sell it.
No, but I'm just trying to say
I'm not saying don't ever drink it. They're saying it's well under what the government says that you should consume. But,
saying
still,
we're
you might want to go
ourselves.
Easy.
We didn't just say, oh, we kind of loved upon it and so we'll just say nothing because then we'll look like idiots. No, we're saying we don't mind being
there
idiots.
There is some in other ones too.
Well, we got new information.
Yeah.
So what do we know what these chemicals are? Like, why are these chemicals in the water? Do we know where they
like
came
getting
from?
It out of the gutters?
This PFAS has been linked to adverse health effects in humans from increased cholesterol and cancer.
You're reading a teleprompter with a teleprompter
voice. Yeah, I am.
Voice.
I don't know much about it. I'm just saying this was brought to me. So all I'm saying is we need to encourage Topo Chico to clean it up so we can go back to enjoying it a lot more unlimited. Yeah.
And you know, for all we know, they were not aware.
They weren't. I'm sure they weren't.
Yeah.
We love our topos.
Absolutes, man.
And like we've been sent oolong tea, we didn't sell it because we found out beforehand that was too high in lead levels.
Wow.
If we weren't really diligent about looking at our levels, we could have put that out to people, but we're diligent because we know we have to be.
In the case of our tea, was the lead because of the plant that manufactured or cut it had it on the equipment? Or
I don't know. You know, it was grown in the same place where it was grown before, and for some reason, this particular crop had high lead levels and all the others were good.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird?
Like, where does it even come from?
Some things are just naturally in the soil and ground.
Okay, so maybe something could have gotten into their...
Yeah.
Supposedly they have a spring source, right?
Sometimes it's not outside of things too, isn't there? Lead and cadmium or whatever those
There's
names
some
are.
Things,
things
naturally
in the
earth anyway. Things come from the earth. And so...
Okay.
But so, you know, we're not doing a big, ooh, they're evil, Topo Chico's evil, and never drink it again. I'll have a Topo Chico. I know I'm going to be way under the levels if I'm just having one every now and then.
I'll be having one this afternoon.
It. But Serene will never touch it now.
With until, PFAS and everything.
Until she
Topo
sees.
Topo no-no.
Topo
no-no.
Hey, well, if we can get their attention, you know, I've tagged them several times on social media and
you would be their best spokesman in the world, but you'll only do it if they clean up their stuff.
And they give me some attention on social media.
Do they
Instagram
know,
specifically.
Do they know that you speak like and you encourage?
If they do, they don't respond.
Oh, it's just like Aldi's and us. Those
you, have called,
boyfriends
you have caused
don't.
Tens of thousands of women to enjoy Topo Chico. They should be sending
They should say something. And dude, no. It's just the social way. Like, if you tag me on Instagram, I'm going to share your stuff. That's just that's just the truth. That's the way you do it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
Pearl, you're wearing purple.
I'm wearing purple for a reason, and this is my. You're gonna bring some meat soon, but I'm gonna bring an early. We
I'm
usually
bring
save
you
it to
a
the
slice
end.
Of deli meat.
We are going to do a superfood spotlight right now, a quick one because I wanted to do it before you bring the meat.
No, you can bring a long one. Ain't wearing purple for nothing.
Bringing purple because I wanted to talk
about
my new thing.
You know I dyed my hair purple once
thing?
By accident?
Yeah.
Permanent by accident.
Yeah, you thought it was like a maroon.
Oh, I thought it was mahogany, like auburn maroon? With a little more mahogany lights. I thought it was a semi-permanent. I read the box after I came out like an eggplant. Permanent.
No way.
I had to get it stripped.
What if you said maroon, just since that's the way you pronounce it?
I don't know. I say maroon.
But maroon is like moron pronounced differently.
Yeah.
When I told my brother he was a moron because he told me, if you clean my room, I'll pay you $5. This is when I was 7 years old. I put big signs all over the room. You are a moron.
I mean, she put an E on the end.
Oh, there's an E.
It's not an E, but I didn't know how to spell. You are a moron. You're a moron. You're a moron.
Back
to
focus.
She tried to call him a moron. Yeah, back to, this is my superfood spotlight. So lately, purple cabbage has been rocking my world, and I've got a challenge for you guys, all right? And why purple cabbage?
Yeah.
Why? If you're going to do cabbage, and I love cabbage because of its versatility and because of its health benefits, okay? So cabbage is completely anti-cancer. Cabbage is one of the lowest calorie vegetables there are, low in carbs. It's such a great non-starchy. And it is cheap, baby. It is a cheap filler.
You know, when you think about the slums of England, you see cabbage leaves.
As I often do.
You know, in your head.
That's supposed
if you've
to be a
seen
good...
a great PBS and it's gone back to the times of the slums of England.
I think of a slop of cabbage then.
No, there was, you could see cabbages rolling down those cobblestone streets because they were cheap, baby. And they were even in the poorest of the grovels.
Watch out, kids. There's a cabbage rolling down the streets.
If you can't do Trim Healthy Mama, you think, because it's too expensive, put some cabbage in your life and
it down your cobblestone.
I'm going to show you how you can even amp it up, all right? So I never have in my life bought myself a purple cabbage.
What? Miss Purist Queen here herself.
I have brought lots of green cabbage. But, you know, because I'd buy it for egg roll in a bowl and I'd buy it to slice it up and saute it and have under eggs. And it's a great noodle. Finely cut cabbage is a great noodle. I love to buy the little bags of it pre-shred and shove anything over it. You've got to stir fry. If you've got cabbage and you've got any protein sauce, you've got a stir fry that can last you meals upon meals.
And all you purists out there, you can make purple sauerkraut. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Why purple cabbage? Now, I was reading in this book, How Not to Die, just about
good
how...
Good name, by the way.
It's called How Not to Die. It's a really interesting book. I don't agree with everything in it, but isn't that the case with many books?
You mean specifically the die part?
Many gems. I don't agree with the aspects where meat is brought out to be dangerous and not really meant for humans so much.
Yeah, we've read plenty of books like that. We
so it's what
died
the health
to be vegetarians.
Type of situation.
Sort of like that, but there's many gems in this book. So, and I think there are many truths, just along with some extremes, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God bless him.
You love me and I'm extreme.
That's true, Serene. Purple cabbage, right? If you're going to, now I think to myself, I'm going to do cabbage, why not do purple? It has 10 times the health benefits of a green.
It probably goes with the purple onion too, hey?
It does. Anything purple has about 10 times or more the health boosting capabilities of its counterpart, which may be the lighter color.
And it's prettier.
It is pretty, and it's the xanthans in it, the flavonoids. So 10 times the amount of vitamin C. Did you know that cabbage is already high in vitamin C?
Mm-hmm.
Purple has 10 times the amount, Danny. And it tastes just as nice.
It's is
even
it
a
similar?
Tad better.
Okay.
It has 10 times the amount of flavonoids, cancer-fighting flavonoids, 10 times the amount of vitamins.
Mm.
So if you want to fight cancer and prevent it, have a purple cabbage rather than a green. So I tried this challenge for myself.
Yes.
First of all, cabbage is super. It's got something in it that is very – it tells your body to burn fat. Preach. Wow. No, it does.
Wow.
So, Danny, just don't have too much of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because I love cabbage with meat.
I know, but you know, or if you've got a carb on the side, you'll do fine, Dan.
Have you ever had...
Get you some rice in there.
Have you ever had corned beef and cabbage?
Yes. Yeah. And in our first book, we made something called Kai Sai Ming that we grew up with.
Oh. And in the future, Trim Healthy Future coming up, I have a recipe called Red Revival Salad.
Yeah.
It's based around all the reds and it's got a purple cabbage. You
know, there's quite a few recipes of cabbage in the Trim Healthy Future book. So I gave myself this challenge. I brought myself a purple cabbage. It was a small one because I thought I'll never be able to do this challenge if it's big. You know, that would be beyond a joke. I said, Pearl, can you get through this whole entire red, you know, you can call them red or can call them purple, the same thing, cabbage in 1 week by yourself? This is not your other family members doing it. Because I thought to myself, how much am I going to boost my health in 1 week by doing this?
Did you flourish?
Did I fluff? Oh, no, because I found out that cabbage, if I eat it raw, I can eat it raw in small doses and then it doesn't fluff me up like with air. But if I cook it, my stomach is completely beautiful.
Yes, cooking it breaks down the flurge things.
I don't get a lot of fluffy air.
Mm-hmm.
So I found for me, so I almost made my challenge. Some of you might going to take this challenge and you're going to make it all the way. But there was a couple of days I was like out and I didn't use it for a couple of days.
You were out on the town, not out.
Yeah, I was out on the town.
Yeah.
So I got through about 3/4 of my purple cabbage by myself in a week. And
give you a B+.
Felt my health just flourishing. Here's the way I do it. Now if I have a salad, I just get out some purple cabbage, cut it thinly, and I what I do is I put it in the pan for about 2 minutes with seasonings, nutritional yeast, salt and pepper. You can even put a little water in there to break it down quickly. Or, you know, you could put it, if you're doing an S, you can put just a spray of oil.
The water would evaporate as you
steam it. Yeah, it evaporates. So it's not slushy. Mm-hmm. And I do that and I put it on top of the salad. So every salad I have, I've got purple cabbage on there as well. And it just amps up and you feel like you're eating more because it takes longer to eat than little green leaves.
Yes, because it's a more
chew. So you get a more filling factor. It's very slimming. Like I found I have to do more crossovers when I'm putting a lot of cabbage in my life.
Such a purple queen, wonder girl.
And it bulks up your meals. It's very inexpensive. So there's so many ways you can do it. You can even put it in your egg roll in a bowl stir fry, or you can put it on in every single meal.
It's even yummy at breakfast, fried on the side of eggs.
Totally. I find that cutting it finely is the key because then it gets cooked very quickly.
Very.
If your stomach can handle raw cabbage, more the power to you. But there are a lot of health benefits that actually come out when it actually is, when heat kicks it too.
And if you feel like those cruciferous vegetables like cabbage, purple onion, the red radishes, if they have a little bite to your throat, that gets totally taken away
cooking
by cooking
takes it away.
I can't eat raw radishes. I can eat hot peppers, but they just burn the back of my throat.
It's bitter.
Yeah, but you cook those things, they're like smooth potatoes. Yeah. And red cabbage has no bite. Red onions have no bite when you cook them up.
Yeah, so I'm just finding it amazing. So I don't know if you want to take that little challenge.
I'm doing it.
Tell me and see what you can do. Let me know on Facebook or somewhere
else. Fist pump, Pearl. I'm doing it. Hey, Dan, fist pump.
Produce.
Danny. He doesn't mean it. Look at his face. I'm fist pumping, but I don't
Such
mean it.
Such a fake artist. Are you in for real?
I'm totally in.
That totally looked like totally not.
It's like I'm totally in. What's
I'm
the challenge?
I'm going to call your wife
it's
to make sure you're in
challenge.
This for real.
Yeah, red cabbage.
Yeah.
A small one, okay? Try it.
No, I'm doing large.
Are you?
I'm doing large.
I mean, we're going to make it for the whole
big or go
no,
home.
I'm worried about yourself because you're underweight right now. It's going to make you
go,
more underweight.
Go big or go home. I'm not underweight because Trim Healthy Mama is like an undernourishing thing. It's just I
get
I
to be one of those guys.
My metabolism does a thing when I'm
you
pregnant.
You had a miscarriage and you lost
and I had
too
no
much
appetite.
Weight.
Here, you can have some of this. I've always wanted to be that guy, you know? Like I'm always talking to the men and they're like, oh, you can take some of mine if you want.
No, but
like,
some almond butter, toasted almond butter on sauteed red cabbage is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put those good healthy fats in there.
Yeah, you could have guess what? This sounds so weird to people, but right now it's so yummy. Do you know I found, Serena, I was going to tell you, I found at Whole Foods, you know how you can get that German dark, you know how I love your sourdough bread?
Yes.
But I'll never
Praise
make
me.
It.
Praise
I'm a drive-through soup.
Praise me.
You taking a picture?
No.
Good, because I had my
Whole
like,
Food used to do a sourdough
flare.
Whole grain wheat, right? But it was just regular wheat, but at least it was sourdough. Yeah. I used to buy it. They stopped doing it.
Yeah, the dreaded.
Guess what I found the other day? It's rocking my entire world.
What you find?
It is a rye. All it is 100% rye, salt, water, and guess what? Sourdough. It is a sourdough rye.
In yes. the Whole Foods, right
it's
now.
It's only $3.49.
I'm going this afternoon.
Serene, I gave some to Rashida.
You gave some to Rashida? And not me?
It's at the bottom of a little, you will miss it. I only found it by mistake. I was just looking down at some coffees and I saw it down at the bottom level.
In the bakery section?
It's called pumpernickel. They call it pumpernickel, but it's
in
rye.
The bakery section?
Yes.
In the fresh bread and brown bag section?
No. Opposite there.
Oh, where the coffees are.
Yeah, close to the coffees. Mm. And it tastes sour. It's got that sour.
Tell
it's
your thick Whole Foods like a to brick. Bring it in, people.
Serene, it's thick like a brick.
Tell them to bring it in, people, and then you can do the challenge. The brick bread and purple cabbage challenge.
This is really going back to when, you know, when people didn't have much money. Brick bread and cabbage.
Yeah, you can see the brick bread roll. You got went into jail for stealing the brick
those
bread.
Those are the best foods for you. So what thick I was like saying is you could do like brick bread on the bottom. Oh, yummy sautéed up purple cabbage with nutritional
Thank
yeast
you,
and
Jesus.
Then top it with some nut butter.
Oh, yes. That's
collagen
for us.
Collagen in your hot drink.
Yeah, that's for
yeah,
us
for a crossover.
Trying to doing crossovers, yes.
But you could do an e-nut butter.
Oh, totes.
But I want you to do 2 tablespoons.
Oh, I'm going for it.
I love it.
Do you think, assuming both sources are good and it's not filled added sugar, nothing added, do you think that almond butter is better than peanut butter?
I think if unless it's
people think that
do you
way.
Want me to be puristy
yeah.
about it and then I'll be first sure. I'll be creation about it. Okay, God created the peanut as much as he created the
I
almond
know, I
that's
that.
Kind of where I'm at.
Tryptophan in it, there is things that make you happy in peanuts, and I tell
wow.
you what, peanut people that love peanut butter, everything else is a substitute and is not the real thing. Okay, so I believe the creation side of things.
Leslie's got her hands up and hallelujah.
Peanuts were made by the
did
Father
a hallelujah.
Okay. But on the other side of the thing, I think that when it's not organic, that I think, or
what?
Is it,
what do you think? Or do you just think?
Well, aren't it's, they like an above ground crop?
A lot of people think there's mold and some
what do they
sort
call
of
it? Toxoplasma.
Aflatoxin.
You were right. Mycotoxins are on the coffee. Aflatoxins are on the peanuts.
People say that a lot, but I've had peanut. You know, we even sell peanut flour, but it's aflatoxin free.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that it's in peanut butter because of the fat and the,
yeah.
I think, in there, developing it. I don't know. I still eat it. But in my head tells me almond butter is better for me. So I eat almond butter a lot too. And almond butter,
so God
I love
made
it.
Almond butter and the devil made peanut butter?
That's what people think. That's what social media
hey, look,
tells us.
If you've got an allergy to peanuts, we understand that. There's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But, you know, prayerfully in time you get a miracle and can partake too. But the deal is that I do believe deep down God didn't make no junk.
What do you reckon, Dan? Do you like the almond or the peanut?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it. I mean, unless there is a weight gaining aspect to one or the other over the other, then I'm like I have one question ever, and that is
how can this
what
make me
part
gain
of
weight?
The earth did this come from?
Oh, okay.
And if it's from the earth,
yeah.
it is supposed to be in your body.
Yeah.
In IMO, IMHO,
yeah.
in my humble opinion.
I'm weird about certain foods that are non-organic, like corn. I have to do it organic. Peanuts, I feel like I have to do it organic.
Do you buy organic peanut butter?
I do.
Wow, see, I don't even.
Not for all of my 10,000 tribes. They don't care.
That's funny. I feel
but
the same about
for my
corn.
Toddlers, I do. I buy them, the young children, I buy organic. And then I throw
the teenagers.
The teens can eat the slop.
They're going to
teenagers,
eat the pizza at the church.
Yeah,
potluck. And
that's
I'm
right.
like, you can have the.
Well, and they're going to burn it off too.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Burn off the toxins, right?
Yeah, I feel like you're in the teenage years. Somehow you're invincible.
I
like,
know.
Eat your ice cream.
Yeah.
These
I feed my teenagers the toppest of the top food. They eat my sourdough brick bread. They eat all of the good garden organic vegetables. But I'm just saying, I can't feed 10 children organic peanut butter, but I want to start the toddlers
Choose
off strong.
Who's your favorite, Serene?
No, the toddlers, they get extra protection.
Yeah.
It's the insurance plan.
Yeah.
You know, I have a full coverage on the toddlers.
Oh my goodness, Serena, you had meat to bring today and we've got like 10 minutes.
Oh no,
minutes.
It's just a good little meat, just a slice of deli meat.
All right, here we go.
Is purple shirts done?
Purple. Oh, I do want to say, so I've switched now. When I buy things, I just thought, might as well get a most bang for my buck. There's still good things in green cabbage, but I've switched to purple onion. I've switched to purple cabbage And what other perps are there?
You can get like the radicchio and all that.
Purple
kind of stuff.
Lettuce. Anytime I can find it, I buy that.
With the purple fringes.
There's like 40 times more flavonoids.
It's not completely purple, people. So when you're looking out for this, it's just the green lettuce. It has purple edges.
Oh.
You know, it's like three quarters of the way up, it goes purple.
40 times more flavonoids, Dan.
What about purple yams?
Yes. Oh, the purple potato. Purple potato, I had a study. You bring your meat and I'll look for my study.
Okay, so my meat's no teleprompter meat this time, mate. This is just something.
Could I ask something real quick? Because I'll never remember it again.
You're going to have to close it all.
Why is it? Do we know? Do we know why is it purple? And interesting that
God made it.
Huh?
God made it purple.
And he's royal. Okay, that explains it.
It's the anthocyanins, though, isn't it? Or the exastins.
Yeah, and then
thems. Exastins or something.
And then them.
It's in the black rice. It's in blackberries.
I've got this incredible study about purple potatoes. You love them, don't you, Sereni?
It's the only ones I have.
Purple sweet and purple regular potatoes.
Oh, the purple sweet potatoes, and they have a little firmer texture. They're divine. Do you want me to do deli meat while you're looking?
Yeah, I'm going to bring this at the end. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Like I said, this is just off the top of my head. I just mentioned it to Pearl yesterday on a personal matter. It had nothing to do with bringing it to you guys. And Pearl's like, no, I know. I think you should bring that. I think that could really help. We've talked so much about the power of the mind here on The Potty and just speaking into our mind, letting ourselves be positive fellowship for ourselves and not like fellowship with darkness. A lot of us, and I have done this in years of my life where it's just, you know, we think and we have conversations inside of our head all day long. And, you know, many seasons of my life, those conversations have not been bright sunshine. You know, they were full of fear and they were what ifs, and which led to a lot of panic attacks and crazy stuff in my life. But so because of our own personal journeys, Pearl walking out of different sicknesses, where she was basically like mind over matter, you know, this is a personal pet subject on us. So we've talked about the power of the mind, and I believe it, and I believe in thinking good thoughts. But just recent, and I know that we are two entwined into one in our body. We have this spiritual body and we have this physical body. And for many times, doctors and scientists for years back used to think they were separate, completely separate. You know, your mind didn't affect your body didn't affect your mind, but we know that they're totally intertwined now. But, so I know that, but I had a little experience personally in this past week where I realized sometimes you have to speak directly to your body and not just speak it into your mind.
Agree.
So, okay, so you all, I don't know if you all
let's
heard.
Get weird. Let's get weird.
I had this miscarriage lately and, you know, I was almost to the end of my first trimester. The baby actually, you know, went on to eternity way earlier, but I didn't know when I was carrying this baby because my body still thought it was pregnant and so I was still feeling all the symptoms and everything. So it was more of a shock when I lost the baby, because it was at the time I was going to hear that end of trimester heartbeat kind of stage. And I've had a miscarriage before. It was very early on. It was just as sad a loss, but this one was more traumatizing because I had connected to the pregnancy in a way like, this is for realza. This is coming. This is the earth suit's putting on. This baby's putting on the earth suit, mate. So I've been in a grieving process in the last week. But my mind was in a healthy place. I shared, I don't know if you've heard this, the potty before this, where I shared about, you know, just the beautiful uplifting words that the Lord had given me, and just the place I was in my head was healthy. So I was in this healthy place and I was encouraging my mind and I was not mentally sad. But I felt like, what is wrong with me? I couldn't get out of this slump, but it wasn't a mental slump. And I started to think, what is going on? And I realized, I said to my husband, my body is grieving. My body is grieving separate to my mind. It's like my mind, I've told my mind it's all good. Like this baby is for eternity. God is sovereign.
I
you
do
know,
want to announce to you, you
hope.
Did grieve the baby.
Oh no, I totally grieve. I'm still grieving the baby.
Yes, but it was a lingering sadness.
No, yeah,
yes.
I'm still grieving the baby. And even to this day, you know, I'm never going to stop missing that baby. But God gave me this incredible revelations that missing is going to be turned to a hope.
Yeah.
A hope for future reuniting. I can't miss and just hold on to the past without any hope. So what I'm saying is mentally I had this hope, this anchor of hope and this great peace. But my body, and it's not that I was mad at my body for having this. It's totally natural, but it wasn't a healthy place because it was getting to almost a darkness over my body where I wake up in the morning and the children be, how you doing, Mom? I'd be like, I almost wouldn't want to answer because I wouldn't want to say good.
I know. You know? And I saw you and Serena, and I saw your body doing something too. And it was natural. You live in an earth tent.
Right.
These earth tents, they feel hormones. They express themselves in different ways. And I know you're coming to a point, but I saw you and your body wasn't Serene's body.
No, but you could tell when you talked to me, my mind was fine.
Your mind was, but your whole tent was in a dark place.
Yeah, it was like I didn't want to let go. My body didn't want to let go of that baby. It held on and held on and held on. And the miscarriage was not one of those ones where you just, oh, it's so sad you lost the baby. No, it was it's still in the process of letting go, and it doesn't want to let go. And the pregnancy is still, it's coming out very slowly and whatever. But the point is that, so I'm not saying you can't grieve and allow your body to feel that. And I'm proud of my body for loving that baby, not wanting to let go. But there is a point where you have to say, like David said, he spoke to his soul. He said, why be downcast all this on? And he basically spoke right to the matter. And I was telling my husband, I said, I feel like even though my mind right now is not crying because I've done that emotional you know, I felt like these tears are all catching it at the base of my throat, and it's like I'm constantly stopping crying. You know how when you're very emotional, you swallow back tears, you swallow back grief like that? That was how my body was. And I said to my husband, my body is crying by itself. And then so I thought, okay, well, that was okay. I've allowed that and that's good. But for the sake of my family and the environment and the joy in my home, and for the sake of the baby, because if I truly know where this baby is, I've got to move on. Not move on for the baby, but move on in joy. So I spoke straight to my body yesterday, this was, and I said, body, I'm so proud of you. And I love the way you clung on to our sweet baby. But guess what? It's time to be happy, body. Body, you've done a great thing, but body, I speak to my body and I say, body, be revived. Body, be filled with joy. Rejoice always, body. And there was something that lifted incredibly, because even though my mind had been encouraged in all these great places, speaking directly to the mountain was what I needed. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, well, this is a biblical thing. I mean, God's, you know, the disciples were in the storm on the Sea of Galilee. A huge massive storm, and they were freaking out and they were afraid, and he didn't go straight to the people and say, hey, don't be afraid, I'm gonna do this and you'll be all right if you trust in me. No, he didn't waste the time on that. Not that that was a bad thing. He went straight to the storm and said, peace, be still. He spoke directly to the storm, and you know, and that was him. But we created in his image, and he also said, he gave us all authority in his name, and he also said, you can say to the mountain. So we're allowed to speak to the mountain and speak to the tangible things of flesh. So it's great that we encourage our minds and, you know, think positively. And I don't want to take away from that, because we've been delving into it for the past year here on the podcast. But I want to say, if there is a time in your life where you have to speak directly to your body or speak directly to something that's tangible, flesh around you, I feel like it's powerful because it cuts to the chase. Yeah. And I feel like, Pearl, you've had to do that too. You know, and you talk there. But Charlie Straightpants, your husband, has come in. Hi, welcome, Charlie Straightpants.
He's tucked
in all nice and tight.
He's tucked in, got his shirt tucked in tight. Oh, I do want to say, when you said that to me, Serene, because you called me on the phone and I said, you know, we were just talking. And I said, but just this, just your body, you know, there's something. You're not Serene.
Well, I had
right
a midwife
now.
Appointment, and you're like, don't cancel it, Serene, even though you feel like the bleeding's slowing down.
Yeah,
don't
I said,
cancel
there's
it.
Something wrong with you, Serene. You're not you. And she's like, yeah. She's like, I don't feel me. And I saw her, and you know, you usually stand straight and secure, and it was a little round. It was like rounded, and your body was just going through it. And then you told me this thing. You said, I think I have to speak to my body, Pearl. And I'm like, I was reminded of in the scriptures where it actually said, lift up the hands that hang down.
Mm-hmm.
If the hands are hanging down, they're hanging down because that's the natural way your body feels like hanging them down, right? But it was a direct scripture to say, do the opposite, mm-hmm. lift them up. And that was a direct command to the body. And so I believe what you're saying is true, Serene. We actually have power over authority over our futures and over the journey we can take.
And over our physicality.
Yes, there's a grieving process, of course, and there's a loss. But But we don't want to bring in things to our body that don't have to be there, and other sicknesses, or a prolonged sickness,
or a season that needs to that has done its beautiful time. And not that I'm ever losing the tenderness of that love for that child, but the that state of heaviness needed to be lifted, just for my own health too.
Yes, your own
And so I feel like even people that are going through journeys in their body, and there's certain issues in their body. Like, I've started to speak to the varicose veins.
Have you?
Okay, so I have an elder sister, Pearl's sister too, Vange, and she's had 10 children, never had a vein, like gorgeous legs, you know. And Pearl and I got the rotten end of the stick, you know. And we got these varicose veins, more with each baby, and I wear my trendy stockings, my good old compression. And I'm like, I'm speaking to this morning I got up after Did I just you? Felt this lift of speaking to my body, like, rejoice, body, is great. I spoke to my veins, I said, veins?
Did you?
Veins strengthen. Veins, you're the walls of your the walls of my veins are strong.
Did you say
veins
let
be
not,
strong?
Let not.
No, I didn't let do let not this time.
Say peace be still.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
You have more, because we can break and see what Charlie wants.
No, this might.
What is it? Ooh. What is? What have you got there?
Got, mate, he's bringing in presents for us. Oh, the fountain.
Oh, this is a super plus fountain.
Can I keep this? Oh my goodness.
Scott was talking about this the other day.
Tell us about, now what is this? Tell us about
it. It's called the super fountain.
The super. It,
you know, he took our fountain and then he shoved 500 milligrams of CBD.
500?
And the fountain is reformulated.
Our other CBD creams are only 300, by the way. This is
he
on
said.
Steroids.
He said. I said, I don't want to try and put more creams onto our ladies. He said, no, Pearl, this is so way different. And he said the fountain is redone. He said, just use it and tell
it's
me
what you
think.
It's probably one of those Christmas present creams, not your everyday, right?
I don't know if we're going to be selling this or not.
So it's the fountain anti-aging cream plus CBD.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because CBD amps whatever is in a cream.
Thank you, Charlie.
No way.
That was worth the interruption.
Oh, it smells good.
Oh, I love
good.
It. It smells good, eh? It's decadent.
But it's thicker. Mm. Not oilier.
Thicker than a Snicker?
But it's just, you can tell it's got more on.
I like it. I like it a lot. So that was
thanks,
my slab
honey.
Of deli meat. And it goes along with the rest of the sandwich we've been talking about here at Trim Healthy Mama. Speaking to the mind, speaking positively. But sometimes you might have to cut to the chase in your life. I mean, Dan, what about you? What do you think about that?
Authority, mate.
Serene, I'm just sitting here like, when's my turn? Because... because the first time I started to take what you're talking about seriously, my wife, magical little fairy that she is, came fluttering around the corner when I was in the depths of despair with my digestion issues. And she said, you need to love your stomach. You need to love your gut, you know, instead of this, like, I got this bad gut and it's this source of anxiety for you. She was like, you start loving it. And I was like, I was like, all right, cool. I love my gut then. And she's like, no, say it to your gut. And I was like, all right. I looked down and went, I love my gut. And she's like, say it to your gut. and I went in the mirror, pulled my shirt up.
Did you?
And said, I love you.
Ooh,
yes.
Which was so weird for a man to do.
Yeah.
So vulnerable and so woo-woo. And just, it actually set me on this whole new thought process, actually in my life, believe it or not, because I started to think, what if instead of Christ teaching us how to, like, get God to, like, extend his scepter and grant our wish.
Yeah.
What if he's teaching us about the laws of physics?
I believe he is.
He gave us authority to speak to
like, the physics.
Like, look, yes. I've always had this image of these, I used to call them prosperity preachers.
Yeah.
These guys who are just like, you just tell God what you want and he's on the main line. He's going to give it to you. And I was just like, what kind of freak is out in space, like, waiting for us? Like, you mean I've been broke my whole life because I didn't call Jesus on the main line? Like, I could, you mean I could be in that Ferrari I've been wanting? Like, Italian design, baby. Let's go, Jesus in space. Well, I started to reframe, like, my whole understanding of that whole concept of, like, making things happen, and like started thinking about what are we doing on the earth, and what is our destiny, and what are we supposed to do? What's possible in our life, in our career, in our health? Like her telling me to talk to my stomach, yeah, started making my brain think about what is possible within the laws of physics, not in magical Christian land,
and within the laws. Not that it's laws, but you know, you said the laws of physics, but in the laws of what is actually scripturally sound.
But you see, because it's so true. Yes, because quantum physics is different to physics. Quantum physics actually disobeys physics.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
They have extra
powers.
So it's
beyond. Yeah. Now, a lot of people say, oh, new age, you know, blah, but they've found out it's not new age, it's old age. Because you see, God was the author of quantum physics. So, yeah, when we have all authority and when we speak these things, we're just walking in God's realm.
Exactly.
In God's realm, Danny.
Well, and check this
Say
out.
Say to the mountain.
Like if you zoom into anything, you're going to find, you know, it's made up of these little things that are tiny things, yeah, that are just sticking together.
Yeah.
Like this guitar, there's a guitar right here, right?
Yeah.
Like it, to me and you who are big, who are huge in the world, like this feels solid. I can't put my hand through this material.
Right.
But if I could get tiny, 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 I could walk through it
exactly
like Jesus walking through a wall.
Yeah.
You know, I could physically, not magically, but I could physically pass through this space. And so, you know, I started just taking, nervously asking bigger, scarier questions of like the reality that I lived in, because my wife telling me to say I love you to my stomach. Like, is she serious? Could that actually matter?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if I talked to my stomach? Is it listening? Mm-hmm. Does it have ears? Or are there just vibrations from my mouth that are vibrating the air
That's
in between my stomach and my mouth?
You know, we talk in our book, our upcoming book called I'm That Girl, about how can things hear if they don't have ears, right? Because plants do not have physical ears. Mm-hmm. And yet you play certain music for plants, certain words to plants, they respond differently. Their root structure gets deeper. They grow more chlorophyll.
They actually
bigger yield.
Yeah.
No ears. Yet the power of vibration has a big effect on them. And actually, that's going to be the future of plant growth. I read this whole article about it. They're going to be using sound, different sounds, instead of pesticides and things like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, cancer
Isn't
cells
amazing?
Don't have Huge. Ears, right? But certain sounds will actually call apoptosis.
Yeah,
what is
apoptosis.
It called? Yes, where it's just the cancer cells just totally blow up and just go away.
Yeah.
And there's certain sounds are actually healing.
Yes.
Yeah. And you want to get weirder?
Yeah.
I can go as weird as you
Maybe.
Want.
Maybe.
Let's get weirder and then edit it.
I don't know
it.
How weird Dan is, so we'll,
oh, you're about to find out.
We'll set you. We'll
Let's
see.
Get even weirder. These are... you can Google this and find the universities that did this. These are secular university studies of taking reading from an instrument, a device, a measuring device, the hearts of mothers and babies. And they're able, like the heart has this circumference of energy that is able to be picked up on their devices. Sorry, I don't know the names of these devices. You can Google this. And by the way, for all the people who are like, these aren't doctors, these aren't quantum physicists, who do they think they are telling us about these things? Google exists, people.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even teaching this in college, by the way. This is on the internet. But they're measuring, and they were finding that the mother's heart was like syncing with the baby's heart when it was placed in proximity to the mother's heart. So the baby would be born, and then the baby would be placed first on the mother's heart, which is traditionally done when a baby comes. And they would find that those heartbeats would sync.
Oh, yeah.
And so the energy of the heart and the way it beats, but also the frequency it puts out changes depending on who enters the room.
So true. Yes.
And this radius is measured up to, it doesn't mean it doesn't go further than this, by the way. It just means our instruments can measure it up to 10 feet away.
Oh, it's so huge.
So here's where I want to get weirder, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that was moderately, that wasn't even very weird.
No, I would consider that nice and
oh, good, and good. Well, we can rabbit hole all night then.
Okay.
But here's the deal.
We've got 2 minutes.
So if you talk about like the vibration of your words potentially affecting, there's also this possibility that combined with the vibration of your words is the feeling and energy radiating out of your heart that actually can change a room, the yeah. atmosphere, the spirit of a place, the way life happens or does not happen. And I don't take this so far to say like, okay, so if you're not in step, like these negative things are going to be happening in your life. I don't see it that way. I see it much more simply within the physics realm of actually having authority in the world.
Yes.
Not being a powerless victim on planet
Didn't
Earth.
Didn't God say, greater things will you do in my name yeah. than I even did? And it's because of the authority, his power that we have. Because
he's creator.
His name, Jesus. Yes.
You know what I do that, bro? You know when you said I love you gut, I love you stomach, and you looked at it. We even did a party.
I love
called,
your thighs.
Yeah. Love thy avocado. Love avocado and thy thighs. But I hated my thighs all my life. Serene had these most incredible athletic thighs, just lovely and streamlined and not very big. And I'm a thin person, but I had big thighs with cellulite.
Your hubby loved them.
Very jelly-like. No matter what exercises I've done, they just stay jelly even though I'm quite fit. My husband loved them. He was like, what you talking about? But I hated
about to say,
them.
Let all the men in the room.
I hated them. I couldn't literally look at them till my 40s. And then one day I was convicted, like, by God, how could you hate what I made? You know, and
well,
I had
you know
to
why you were convicted. You came and told me that you yeah. had this thyroid
yeah.
issue, and you looked it up, and thyroid issues can oftentimes
auto-immune.
Be related to autoimmune.
Yeah. To hatred, because autoimmune is, you know, the body
Dude.
Attacking itself.
Yes.
And I realized, I thought, no, I love myself. I like my personality. I think yeah. I'm pretty nice. I like who I am, you know, all those
sure.
things. What do I hate about myself? And then I realized, ooh, I literally hate my thighs.
Yeah.
And actually now I just love those thighs.
Yeah.
Wow, I like my jelly thighs. And they're not jelly. They're, guess what they are? The feminine woman petting.
Yeah, there you
Let's
like
go.
Look
change
at that. Change the wording, mate.
I mean, you got to change the wording.
I can get way more descriptive, but you keep talking.
That's okay. But, you know, it doesn't matter if they've got some dimples on them. That's cute.
Oh, that's real cute.
Girl, that's cupcakes.
And then that's just cuteness. I was made that way with some good estrogen.
I'm
telling you. I think that's awesome. Mm. And I'm at my healthiest I can be. So, yeah. So that's all good. And I'm just saying I had to have a love fest with yeah. them and finally drop the hatred. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've just gotten healthier, people. Yes.
Pearl, yes. I had to look in the mirror at my yep. thin face and my long nose and just go, you specimen.
Yes!
You've got it, dude.
You do, Dan.
How many people want what you have?
They do.
How, you know, like it's just this brain change of accepting like what you got. And even if it's even look, even
wording
if you're like
it differently.
Look, I'm even going to hit this one. Oh yeah, but what I got, I did it myself from eating unhealthy, right? So yeah. that's where this ends. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You did what you could do. You know, like we
yeah.
don't know the stresses in your
we
life.
Don't
we don't
know what you were taught.
What you were taught,
and it's not your jolly thighs' fault either.
Yeah,
no?
absolutely.
It's your taste buds. So we're not going to blame those lovely thighs.
Yeah, and look, you can take
done
steps.
Well, by taking the hit.
Yeah, change your health. Lose the weight that if you're convicted in your heart that you need to lose to get to your healthy
yeah,
weight, whatever your
healthy.
Specific healthy weight is. But like, man, while you're on that journey, that's the biggest thing
Love
I've learned
journey.
From
yeah.
this podcast mm-hmm. is this. This while you're on the journey mindset, because so many people get depressed because they have these destination mindsets. Mm. Like I'm not like, dude, who knows in 1,000 years, we don't know the journey. We don't, no one's seen it. We don't know what it looks like 1,000 years from now after we've shed this mortal tent.
Yeah.
Like we could still be going on adventures. I assume we will. I don't know. But the point is that the quicker we can break out of this, I've arrived, or I'm trying to get to this finished spot where
yeah.
I'm there. Dude, you will save yourself years and years and years of
And
impression.
It comes back to your NSV. We can end with this. You know, you started with an NSV of, you know, you were able to button pants and didn't...
I can't squeeze my fat butt into my jeans
okay,
anymore.
Okay, so, and it's not Victory. Fat, but you use that word as a nice word for you.
I mean it in very joyfully, and I'm proud
but
of it.
But you... actually had to learn to love your gut when you were very skinny.
When I was skinny.
When you were real bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But you loved it the way through and now it's flourishing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So and whether
years
you
have, later,
it
by
wouldn't
the way,
be flourishing now if you didn't love it, no. Dan.
That's right. And years later, I have to say, it wasn't. And then a month later, I was filling out. No, man. No. Years and years of loving yeah. myself the way I was in order yeah. to get, while I was on the journey, while I was putting the work in,
yeah.
loving myself where I was at, so in perfection.
So whether yeah. you have to speak to your body in a love letter,
mm.
or whether you have to say, to speak to your body and say, be well.
Mm.
Or whether you have to speak to your whole emotional system and say, rejoice. Cut to the chase. Speak to the physicality mm. because it's actually science.
And you have the authority.
Yes, exactly.
Given by your creator, we're done.
Trim off the mom on my way. And then I'll be trim off the mom.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.